Top U.S. and North Korean negotiators have held a series of bilateral meetings in Beijing this week. Since 2000, the Bush administration has resisted direct talks with North Korea. This week's meetings occurred against the backdrop of six-party talks that continue into the weekend. Jack Pritchard is former U.S. ambassador to South Korea and lead negotiator in the six-party process with North Korea. He's now a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution and joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Now, these six-party talks, we should list them, China, Russia, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, and the U.S., are continuing. Is this a good sign?
It is. The last round of talks was held in June of 2004, but some changes that have occurred have led to a resumption of talks this week.
What are those changes?
Well, on the U.S. side, first and foremost has been an administration recognition that their policies of the past 3 or 4 years on North Korea just have not worked. The second change is the switch from Condoleezza Rice, from the National Security Advisor, to Secretary of State. She enjoys an enormously close relationship with the president, and so she has a great deal of ability to maneuver in this area that Secretary Powell didn't have. And she's using it, I would say, somewhat wisely now.
What about changes in North Korea?
In February, we saw the North Koreans declare publicly that they were a nuclear weapons state. That upset a lot of people, particularly the South Koreans. It upset the Chinese. They walked that back a little bit in their March statement, saying, well, perhaps they would be prepared to continue talks. But it wasn't until June when the North Koreans, under constant pressure by the Chinese, finally said, you know, denuclearization really was the deathbed wish of the former president, or the Kim Il-sung, and they take that seriously, and given the right set of circumstances, they would come back to talks.
Whether there are two or six-party talks, how do you resolve what seems to me the fundamental difference between the American feeling that dismantling the weapons program should come first and then aid, and the North Korean feeling that aid comes first, and then we'll dismantle the weapons?
Well, that's what negotiations are all about. For the U.S., clearly what they'd like to have is the North Koreans simply say, you're right, here are our nuclear weapons, we'll give them all up, and then we'll just wait to see what kind of reward we get for doing that. For the North Koreans, it's quite important to do this in a sequenced manner to see, is the United States serious about this, or are they simply just trying to take away the weapons from them?
Can you give us some idea of what it's like to be in a room with North Korean negotiators?
My first serious encounter, and spent 11 hours in the same room with the North Koreans. It is tough business. They've got long memories. Bring something up that you think is a new idea, they'll kind of purse their lips and look at you and say, but we've heard that before. And they'll flip through their notes and say, here's so-and-so who said this, and this is what he meant then. Now, what do you mean by this? So they're a tough bunch to negotiate with. They know what they're doing. They're reasonably rational.
And do they talk about the dear leader?
You know, occasionally you get a speech that invokes the dear leader's name, where they begin to give you some kind of speech and you say, you know, wait, I'll stipulate that I heard what you're going to say, and you stipulate that you said it, and let's just move on to something of substance. And they'll smile, and then we get down to business.
Well, we stipulate. It's nice talking to you again, Mr. Pritchard.
My pleasure.
Jack Pritchard, currently a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution.